This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. A new study claims high-frequency trading is taking money away from traditional investors. Our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, joins us live now to explain. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Stacey.
Bob, first of all, if you don't mind, give us a quick refresher on what exactly high-frequency trading is.
Well, ever since the big stock market flash crash, that roller coaster price plunge back in 2010, regulators have been trying to get a handle on the huge growth in lightning-fast computer trading. Now we have some hard numbers in this study from the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. It shows that the traders who are using computers to try to gain the upper hand are, in fact, gaining the upper hand, not only against smaller retail investors, but in many cases, even against big institutional traders, from pension funds to brokerages. And get this, according to this study, computer traders are raking in a profit of as much as $5 per trade from small investors. Millions of trades, it all adds up.
Do these findings come as a surprise to government regulators?
Well, some government officials have actually been waiting for some definitive numbers on this, but some experts are already cautioning that this is only one side of the story, since the competition between all these computer trading outfits has actually helped lower trading costs for smaller investors. So this certainly doesn't end the debate.
Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.